And Father, truly, we bow before you this morning, mindful of those awesome words, really, how great thou art. And Lord, we thank you we can gather in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the power of prayer. Lord, as we look at another prayer in the Bible today, Lord, there's just so much to learn from your word. And so lead us and guide us now as we spend just a few minutes before prayer here of looking at one of these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we're working our way on through today, we're Numbers chapter 11, and last time we had that great prayer where Moses would pray every time the Ark of the Covenant set up and set out, "Rise up, O Lord, and destroy or scatter your enemies. Let them all who hate you flee before you." And when the Ark rested, then he would say, "Return, O Lord, to the many, really thousands upon thousands of Israel." Sounds good. People are totally given the instruction of what to do there. In the very next verse, we see, "Now when the people complained. Do you ever complain?
Never.
Do you ever get vexed by the cares of the world, by the evil in the world? I hope so, but do you ever take it so much on yourself that you get all burdened down? Get all burdened down by thinking that it all depends on you, and what can you do? Woe is me, and the burden is too great. And you add a bunch of other burdens to that, from family and jobs and relationships, and all of a sudden you say, "Lord, take me home. Kill me now." Well, if you think or say any of those things, you're actually following our great leader Moses here, who said the same thing. He asked five questions to God. The scene here is the Israelites have been out of Egypt about 2 years and 2 months. And as we had last time in chapter 10, they were preparing for their very first march. And so they're early on in their marching of this long 38 years of wilderness marching. And they complain. And they say, oh, and this is a mixed multitude. There's always a mixed multitude, isn't there, that always kind of is the leader of the complaining. And one of the things I hope we get this morning out of this morning's little study is whenever we complain, it's so contagious. It's so contagious. Others hear us complaining, and they start complaining too. But others hear us praising the Lord and giving him all glory. It's such an encouragement. So the mixed multitude says, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. And now our whole being is dried up." Wow. They're tired of manna. I don't know if you could estimate, but it has been estimated. Do you know how much manna that God provided every day for 40 years? Would you believe 9 million pounds a day, 4,500 tons of manna a day? Think we have trouble feeding 5,000 people? How about 3 million people for 40 years? But they're complaining, and look at the selective memory here. You know they still have the scars of the taskmasters on their backs, and yet all they can remember is the garlic, the leeks, and the onions, the good times in Egypt. Oh, we want to go back to the good times in Egypt. Do you ever think of that? Do you ever think of the days before you really turned your life to the Lord? I pray you don't, really, and really not go there. Don't dwell on that, on the days of sin and the days of debauchery and so forth. But this is what they were doing. And verse 10 is amazing. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, everyone at the door of his tent. There may be as many as 2 million tents there. Can you imagine 2 million men standing at the head of their tents with their families weeping because of this terrible manna? Boy, that would be pretty discouraging, wouldn't it? But now look at Moses. He says to the Lord, five questions. "Why have you afflicted your servant? He's looking pretty much to himself now, isn't he? Why have I not found favor in your sight that you've laid the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom as a guardian carries a nursing child to the land which you swore to their fathers? And where am I going to get meat to give all these people? Because they asked for meat. And he finally concludes, I'm not able to bear all these people alone. The burden is too heavy. If you treat me like this, kill me here and now. Notice how he jumps so quickly over some of the obvious things. He's really making a shambles the honor and the glory and the divine providence that God has instilled him with as leading the people of Israel. He immediately promotes himself to a position of really self-importance, that if I fail, the whole program fails. How often I think we take that on ourselves. Oh, I've got to do something about this. I really got to do something about it. Yeah, you do, but pray. Give it to the Lord. Let him do it. You can't do it. How would you like to try to provide 9 million pounds of manna just for one day, let alone for 40 years? You can't do it, right? There's no way. How would you like to save somebody that's lost? You'd love to, but you can't do it. Anybody in here able to save anybody? No way. He didn't give us that capability, but he did tell us to tell others about his love, didn't he? He did tell us to witness. So when you're on the verge of complaining, when you're on the verge of saying, Lord, my burden is too great, I can't carry it, think about what he tells us in the Word. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn from me, for I am lowly and gentle in heart. So when you think of the worst things around, of the, you know, all of the terrible bills being passed and have been passed in California and other places, but particularly here, give it to the Lord and pray that he would give you a lowly and gentle heart. A lowly and gentle heart. That's the only place I know in the scripture where he says, learn from me. Learn from me, for I am lowly and gentle in heart. And then what? You will find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. For those of you today who are really heavily burdened, know that that burden, at least an overload of that burden, is not from the Lord. Yes, he gives us trouble and he will give you trouble because he gives us just what we need, don't we? And at times we need to be chastised. At times we need to be brought into a time of difficulty that we cry out to the Lord, it seems. But we don't want to be complaining. And it's okay to complain to the Lord. It's okay to murmur to the Lord. Be honest and be real with him. But turn it over to him. And don't complain to others, because it's so contagious. It's so contagious. So this is this most meek man of all the earth, and this is the man who is recognized to be one of the best leaders of all history, and yet we see his frailty here as he asks these five questions to the Lord, and he's ready to die. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now. If I've found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness. So he does end on a little better note. If I found favor in your sight, do not let me see my wretchedness. So may we remember this prayer. May we remember how the complaining angered the Lord. We see the murmuring and complaining over and over, and how it always angers the Lord. So may that be a byword for us today, as oftentimes we want to tell everybody how difficult a time we're going through. And it's good to ask for prayer, no question about it. And it's not bad to let what's going on be real and not just deny it, but by the same token, not to go over that line of taking too much on yourself. So as we go into prayer now, we don't have a lot of time. May we just remember to take it to the Lord in prayer. And only he can guide us and lead us. Father, we thank you for this particular prayer in Numbers 11. And Lord, now, as we have been reminded to take it to you, take it to the foot of the cross, take it to your provision, take it to your agency who can provide 9 million pounds of manna a day for 40 years. And Lord, as we just think of that one awesome fact, we can't even visualize how it could ever be done any more than we can visualize anything else you do. But Lord, we know you love us, and we know you've given us the power of prayer, and we know we are to pray. So may we pray now. We're here to pray, and fill us with your Spirit, Lord. We know that you prompt us to pray, and every prayer that is prayed this morning, we will be in agreement as it's led by the Spirit. And we know this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us, and we know that you, if you hear us, you will grant us the petitions that we have asked. So lead us now in this time of prayer, in Jesus' name.